Welcome to Native America Calling. From Studio 49 in Albuquerque, I'm Tara Gatewood. When an 8-year-old First Nations boy was bullied at school for having long hair, he and his mother cut it off. Before she did, the boy's mom made a video encouraging others to learn more about long hair on Indigenous boys. The video is past 1 million views. More than one organization confronts lingering misconceptions about long hair on Native men and boys. In this hour, we'll talk about Native hair, and we invite you to the conversation. We go live right after the news.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. 5 people have been arrested in northern Wisconsin in connection with the death of a Lac des Flambeaux tribal member. Reporter Danielle Kading has more.
The Associated Press reports the Wisconsin Department of Justice issued a news release that the body of Wayne Valier Jr. was discovered on New Year's Day. The agency has been leading the investigation into his disappearance. Valier was last seen in Vilas County 3 days before Christmas. A DOJ spokesman told the Associated Press that he was found in rural Iron County, but declined to comment further. Several agencies have been assisting with the investigation, including the Lac des Flambeaux Police Department. Tribal President Joseph Wildcat Sr. said in a news release that the tribe is heartbroken over the loss, saying, quote, "Our entire community mourns with the family of Wayne Valier Jr." For National Native News, I'm Danielle Kading.
5 Minnesota tribes are asking the state's Public Utilities Commission to reconsider the review of the Enbridge Crude Oil Line 3 replacement project. This week, the Fond du Lac, Mille Lacs, Leech Lake, White Earth, and Red Lake Chippewa bands filed a petition claiming regulators failed to do a thorough cultural and treaty impacts review. The group says the environmental impact study is inadequate. The tribes have developed a tribal impact assessment. Later this month, the tribes are hosting an information hearing in McGregor, Minnesota, on their draft. Tribes and environmental groups have been fighting the Line 3 project, saying it threatens the environment and their traditional foods, including wild rice beds. The multi-billion-dollar project replaces and expands the Enbridge Line 3 with new pipeline in both the U.S. and Canada. The Red Lake Nation is clarifying fishing laws after reopening fishing on waters of the upper and lower Red Lake. The Minnesota tribe is reminding people only Red Lake members are allowed to fish there. A special meeting was held this week by the tribal council to consider reopening fishing after 2 fishermen went missing. The lake has been closed since November due to a search for the men. The council met with family members and cultural and spiritual advisors and agreed to reopen fishing to help with the search and for those who rely on fishing for income. The tribe says after the decision was made, questions were raised about non-Indians, which prompted the tribe to issue a reminder. Non-tribal members who violate the fishing rule face their equipment being confiscated and banishment from the reservation. Washington state officials have vowed to protect state marijuana laws after the U.S. Department of Justice issued a memo Thursday to rescind marijuana policies. In a statement, Washington Governor Jay Inslee responded to Attorney General Jeff Sessions' memo as disrespectful to Washington voters who chose a path for the state, and says he's frustrated because state leaders have offered to meet with the administration and have urged the department to respect the state's laws. Washington State has both medical and recreational marijuana. Some Washington tribes have compacts with the state and are in the marijuana business. Obama-era policies have allowed states to implement their own marijuana laws despite federal law prohibiting it. Sessions' memo announces a return to previous marijuana policy and directs U.S. attorneys to enforce and prosecute law enacted by Congress related to marijuana activities. Interest was piqued by tribal and business leaders across the country to get into the medical and recreational marijuana business after a 2014 Department of Justice policy statement. It was a guidance for tribes and included 8 priorities in an effort to keep marijuana away from children and out of criminal activity. Some tribes exploring marijuana initiatives have since faced challenges such as raids and seizures, including in states where pot remains illegal. Marijuana advocates and legal experts have long urged tribes to be cautious and to hold consultation meetings with their U.S. attorney. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National News. National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite Service.
Support by the Heard Museum, hosting the 28th Annual Hoop Dance World Championship, where you can see more than 70 talented native hoop dancers vie for the championship title February 10th and 11th. Details at heard.org.
When you file online for your 2018 PFD, every Alaskan can support great causes like Native America Calling. Just select KNBA-FM Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. With your support, you can help us make a difference in our community.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
This is Native America Calling. I'm Tara Gatewood. Last year in Texas, a 4-year-old Native boy was sent home from preschool because his long hair was against the school's dress code. In Canada, a video of an 8-year-old, Mylon MacArthur, was seen over 1 million times. In the video, the First Nations boy encourages others to learn about the importance of long hair on men. After Mylon was bullied in school because of his long hair, he asked his mother to cut it. She did. Some Native men and boys with long hair are bullied or told their hair doesn't belong. Many attribute this negative pushback as ignorance to Native culture. That's why Michael Linklater started the Boys with Braids campaign. As a part of the campaign, Native groups across North America and Canada hosted educational and cultural events that celebrate and teach the importance of boys and men's long hair. We have Michael on the show today, and we'll talk with him more about this campaign. We also want to hear from you. What does long hair on Native men mean to you? And Native men, we also want to hear directly from you. Give us a call, 1-800-996-2848. It's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. And joining us today from Cold Lake in Alberta, Canada, is Tia Marie Large, and she is the mother of Mylon MacArthur, and she's Nakota and Dakota from Pheasant Rump Nakota First Nation. And it is our pleasure to welcome her into the program. Tia Marie, welcome to the hour.
Hi, thank you.
And Tia Marie, it's our pleasure to have you here with us. I don't know if you're on speakerphone, but if you are, it sounds best if you're closer to the receiver. But I'd like you to go ahead and take us to this story. We gave a few of the highlights, but want you to go ahead and take it from here. Tell us more about what led up to Mylon wanting to cut his hair.
Okay, so we had moved to Cold Lake, Alberta, because I had started the social work program here at one of the colleges. And so it was a new environment, new school for Mylon. And so we were adjusting. The first month went by school, and I started noticing a behavior change. Mylon was crying. He kept begging me to not go to school. While he was in school, he was crying, and he just didn't want to be at school. And I kept asking him, what's going on? Is there anything that you want to talk about? It's okay, I won't get mad. And he just refused to talk to me. And the teacher thought that this was alarming, and she had contacted me, and we set up a meeting to talk about Mylon's behavior and if anything's going on, and we went to that meeting, Mylon and I, and after a few minutes, he had finally broke down and told us everything that was going on, and other kids were teasing him, making fun of him, and not wanting to play with him, pulling on his hair at recess, just a lot of rude stuff, like when he was in the boys' bathroom, they say, oh, you can't be in here because you're a girl. And he's like, I'm not a girl, I'm a boy. It's my hair is who I am. I'm First Nations. It's in my culture. And it just took a toll on him that he he became very depressed, and that was the whole purpose of the meeting with the teachers, to figure out an intervention plan for Mylan. And that's,
you know, when I hear this story, Tia Marie, it really makes me pause, because we're doing so much in our Native communities to give our children that direct pathway to who they are, that connection to culture, and this is a part of it. And to hear that such a young boy is being put in this kind of line by their peers because he's expressing his culture, he's doing what you're guiding him to. And Tia, as a mother, when you discovered this is what is troubling your son, what were you thinking?
I was hurt. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what was going on, but I was very scared. I was very scared. And once Mylan started expressing his experiences with bullying and everything like that, I had to listen to Mylan cry. And it wasn't just an upset cry. It was a very hurt cry. And I had to not only listen to that, but I had to accept his decision. He wanted to cut his hair. And it wasn't because he was letting the bullies win. It was just because he thought that if he had cut it, while it grows back, he will become stronger, like with his hair. And I just felt so much hurt when we cut his hair.
And you did another action. Let's talk about the video. Go ahead. And folks, at any time, if there's anything you want to share, give us a ring. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. Have any of the Native men in your family or Native men, have you ever been persecuted because you wear your hair long, you wear it in braids? You can join the conversation. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And what do you think about any of this ever being a challenge? 1-800-996-2848. Tia Marie, tell me about the video.
The video was actually Mylan's idea, but he had a hard time explaining what was going on and how he was feeling and everything. So I had said, well, let's put it on paper. And he goes, okay. So I wrote it on the paper, and we made the video. That's just to show the effects that, like, Mylan's only 8 years old, but because of bullying, he became very, very depressed. Like, it was very, very hard. And then not only that, but the whole bullying procedure at the school was did not satisfy me or Mylan. So it doesn't take long for schools or for anybody to say that, you know, boys have long hair and it's okay. And I was trying to get the school to just mention that in their assembly, and they had refused. And it's just, okay, well, we're just going to make a video because this is the effects, and this is what needs to be taught in public schools, multicultural schools. And there it went viral.
And so now this video has gone viral. It has over a million views. And what does that tell you, Tia, that this many people wanted to see this video?
Oh, that's a tough question, but the replies, that the messages that I do get, is that a lot of people from the States and even in France and Poland are all sharing their experiences with their children, what their children had went through for having long hair as well. And I just have a lot of positive outcomes with the video. And that's what I really appreciate. I really like that. And so does Mylan.
And today, how is Mylan feeling about all of this?
He's happier. He, like, almost immediately, he was happy. He's ready for it to grow back. And just for the when the Boys with Braids movement started, I've been trying to get him to go to an event, because his hair has been growing long since birth until he cut it, and I just really want to take take him to an event. So hopefully I can find that info out later.
Well, we're going to connect you to more folks today, Tia Marie. And again, if you want to join us, 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And Tia Marie, it is about educating. And it's interesting how different school districts handle some of this. We were reading about, and we mentioned at the top of the hour, a young boy in Texas where he got a different kind of response from the school and was even suggested that, you know, he could move districts. Tia Marie, what's your thought on how the school responded and where do things stand now?
How the school responded, that's very tough. I wasn't expecting.
And I know all of this can be emotional. And share what you can. Go ahead.
Well, for the school, they just had allowed me to go in to do a presentation about the meaning of our hair, and it was successful. A lot of the kids there from many different backgrounds had a lot of questions, and I just encouraged them to ask those questions, like why do boys have long hair, and that's where it starts. And not only that, but a lot of parents were there, and they were able to get educated on it, on the meaning of our hair as well. And that's pretty much where it starts. Teaching starts at home.
And that's a great place to be starting this conversation. Maybe you've had to have this conversation with the young man in your life. What are your thoughts? 1-800-996-2848 is the number. We look forward to having you here on the program. And you can join us at 1-800-996-2848 is the number. Let's go ahead and go to a caller here in Albuquerque. Tuned in today on KUNM, and looks like we got Makpia on the line. Go ahead, you're on air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call, and just wanted to say to Mylan and Tina Marie, you know, just I hear your story and I feel your story. So I work at NACA here in Albuquerque, especially working with young men and trying to see them succeed.
And tell us, before you move on, Makpia, for folks who aren't in the area, tell them what NACA is.
Oh, I'm sorry. NACA is a charter school in Albuquerque. It's the Native American Community Academy, started in 2006. We serve just over 60 different tribal members. We have grades K through 2 right now and 6 through 12.
So a wide
and
range.
And soon we'll be moving to...
Well, congratulations on expanding. And go ahead, continue with your thoughts on this and how it connects to what you're doing there at NACA.
Well, you know, for my own personal story, I think these issues of identity go beyond our hair, too. But, you know, having my name, Makpia Black Elk, I was definitely teased about it, not just from people at school, but, you know, from family members and everything. And I think in a way we do these things. We cut our hair. We go by different names and trying to fit in. I think what it really does, it kind of leads to this feeling of like we're not lovable, like we can't love ourselves. And for me, I think that's one thing I really tried to work with our young men and truly role model. I've grown my hair out now, and you know, you still hear it from every now and then, but to be able to have it resolved, so, well, I can do this and show our next generation and young men. You can do this too, right? You are lovable. You are capable. We can't expect our young men to succeed if we don't teach them that they're lovable, you know. And so I just wanted to share that and say, you know, for all those young men out there who are trying to grow their hair, who are struggling to really identify as Native people, go for it. You know, you have our support. We love you. We're lovable. You know, and we're capable of doing these things. So.
All right, Makpia, thank you for giving us a ring. You can join us too, 1-800-996-2848. Tia Marie, I'm going to go ahead and welcome in another voice. We're going to go to Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, in Canada, to say hello to Michael Linklater. He is a motivational speaker and founder of the Boys with Braids movement. He's also an International Basketball Federation 3-on-3 basketball player who's ranked number one in Canada. He's Cree from the Thunderchild First Nation. It's our pleasure to welcome him to the hour. Michael, kudos on the ranking. Always exciting to hear what our native athletes are doing and what they're succeeding at. Michael, you're also doing things off the court and inspiring young people. Before we get started hearing more about Boys with Braids, anything you want to tell Tia Marie or a message you want her to give to Mylan?
Listening to this story, it's very heart-wrenching, and it brings up personal feelings for myself growing up, because I've been in that boy's situation before. So, I mean, just continuing to support him and making sure that he has a voice, and that you're continuing to listen to him and support him the best way you know how. But I think you're doing everything that you can with what you have. So kudos to you.
And Michael, being somebody who understands this as an adult, we're hearing how it affected a young boy. How does this affect a Native man to hear this or hear negative pushback or taunting, teasing, or even violent threats about identity and wearing it out loud by your hair?
Yeah, well, for me, I've grown my hair since I was a child. So, like I said before, it kind of brings me back to my childhood and, I guess you could say, post-traumatic stress, hearing what this child's going through. And that was one of the reasonings of why this campaign was created, because there's so many young boys like Mylan who are going through that exact same struggle. So for me, it's important to make sure that we create a platform for these young men to have their voices heard, as well as to be able to support them. You know, hearing the amount of support that's coming from across the world to support Mylan and his journey, you know, and growing his hair back, you know, is really heartwarming to hear that. So being able to create something where these young men have a voice and there is awareness being created.
And so when you tell the story years from now of how Boys with Braids got started, what's the story?
Well, for me, growing up, exact same story as Mylan, which I'm sure there's hundreds of thousands of other stories just like it that are happening to these young men. And I was one of those stories growing up. I was teased a lot. I was bullied, called a girl, walking into men's rooms or out of men's rooms, and, you know, men kind of taking a double take at the sign on the door, making sure they were going into the right room, thinking it was the ladies' room. So growing up with that, having it pulled, I went through the exact same thing where I wanted to cut my hair. And for my family and my household growing up, our culture and going to our ceremonies was a big part of our household. So when I went home crying and wanting to cut my hair, and I think this is a big misconception about, you know, a lot of boys who do cut their hair, is that they're not cutting their hair because they don't like their hair. They're cutting it because they want the bullying to stop. And so it's important for us to educate the school systems and the school boards to have them understand the significance of our hair as Indigenous people, because it's not just a fashion statement to wear it like a piece of clothing. Like, there's some deep, significant, you know, long lines of ceremonial teachings, you know, why we grow our hair. So it's important for the educators to understand that and to really take these bullying issues seriously. Some of them are not taking it as seriously as it could be, because the reason for the whole starting of this campaign was I have my own children now, and two of my boys grow their hair. My girls have long hair as well. But my two boys were coming home with the exact same stories, and I was furious. As a parent, you are angry, you are sad, you're upset. So each year I would go into their classroom and have to explain to the class and to the kids why it's important that they respect my son's hair and why we have long hair, and showing them my hair as well. And then they would go on to the next year, and it would be another classroom, same issue. So I would continue to do this. And I finally realized that I was really trying to stop a freight train with a BB gun and just putting out all these little brush fires, where something bigger needed to be created. So that's kind of how Boys with Braids was created. And the campaign started with nobody to have ownership over it. There wasn't no sponsor or specific way. There are certain guidelines that we can help with people who want to have their own gathering in their community, but it was created so everybody owned it. So there is no essentially, I may have done the first one, but it's not mine. It's everybody. So, and it's for the purpose to encourage and motivate these young men to continue on their journey, as well as to educate the general public on the significance of our hair, as well as to raise awareness about the issues and how serious it is when a young boy is being teased or bullied.
And what would you like to say, Michael, about what it is when somebody is bullying a young boy about their hair? Or what would you like to say about challenges from schools of saying you can't come here if your hair's long, or challenges of people saying you should cut it, he's a boy, stop it? I mean, talk to me. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I guess the first part is if schools are going to be telling you that you should leave or that you should cut it, then I don't know how much more you can do for that school if that's what your principal's saying or the school board is telling you. I mean, to me, there's still a lot of communities that have deep embedded racism instilled in them. So it's really an uphill battle when you're faced with that particular situation. But when a young boy has his hair pulled, it's really like, the way I explain it is it's like having your guts being pulled out from your inside through the top of your head. Like, that's really what it feels like. It's not just, you know, somebody having their hair pulled and it's really nothing, like somebody punching you on the arm. You know, it really does tug at your spirit, at your soul. And I think that's, you know, a big reason for my personal experience. You know, when I hear that when a boy has his hair pulled, I can really relate and it resonates with me, you know, the feelings that that boy is going through because I dealt with it and it is tough. It really is tough. And when you're called a girl every single day, it just becomes a point where as you get older, like it almost becomes a part of everyday life. Like it's nothing. But when you're younger, it really does stick with you and it does feel like someone is punching you in the stomach when they call you a girl.
And we're going to continue with this conversation. With us today, we have Michael Linkletter. He is a motivational speaker and founder of the Boys with Braids movement. Maybe you've heard a little bit about this. Maybe there has been an event that was planned in a community near you. What kind of conversations went on when maybe even other Native men stood up and spoke? At one that happened here recently here in Albuquerque, the message of keep it long, stay strong, was shared with those in attendance. What kind of messaging needs to go out when it comes to our Native men and wearing their hair long? You can join us. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. We look forward to your calls. And you can also reach out to us on social media or send us a tweet at 1-800-99-NATIVE. We look forward to what you'd like to add to the conversation. And to do it, all you got to do, pick up the phone, 1-800-996-2848. We look forward to your voice on these airwaves. Kaya Jones, a pop singer and businesswoman, is the new Native American ambassador for a Donald Trump voter outreach group. Her claims of Native heritage is causing the discussion on who gets to speak for Native nations to resurface. Do you have to be enrolled to be able to speak for Indian Country? Join us as we take a look at this on the next Native America Calling.
Oh, no. Break the silence. End sexual violence.
There's nothing traditional about sexual violence. If you've been a victim of sexual violence, take the first step and tell someone. If you decide to report this crime to the police, your local shelter can help provide support services and ensure your case doesn't fall through the cracks. Join us in stopping sexual violence in our communities. Break the silence. Support provided by the Native American Community Board.
Support for this program by the Heard Museum, hosting the 28th Annual Hoop Dance World Championships, where you can see more than 70 talented Native hoop dancers combine artistry, sheer athleticism, and cultural traditions to create an exciting, colorful, and suspenseful competition as they vie for the championship title. February 10th and 11th at the Heard Museum in Phoenix, Arizona. Details at heard.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Native America Calling. I'm Tara Gatewood from Isleta Pueblo. And the Boys with Braids campaign started last year to address the challenges Native men and boys face from having long hair. It's not just the tangles that get on the nerves of Native men and boys with long hair. It's also the teasing and name-calling that sometimes comes from people who don't understand the importance of long Native hair and, at times, braids. And what does it take to educate other people about the importance of long hair? Native men, have you had to explain the meaning behind your long locks or braids? Join our conversation by calling 1-800-996-2848. And if you want to celebrate your braids, you're welcome to call in too, or send us a tweet at 1-800-99-NATIVE. With us today, from Cold Lake, Alberta, in Canada, is Tia Marie Large. She's the mother of Mylan MacArthur. She comes to us from the Nakota and Dakota Nations. She's from the Pheasant Rump Nakota First Nation. Also here with us today from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, is Michael Linkletter. He's Cree from the Thunder Child First Nation, and he is a motivational speaker and founder of Boys with Braids. Folks, it's our pleasure to have you both here with us. And again, that invitation is for you to also call in and share. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. We do look forward to weaving you into the conversation. And so as we move forward, I want to go ahead and do a little educating. Tia Marie, what would you like to share about why it's important to keep hair long? Or what are the things you're passing on to your son, Mylan, about why Native men do wear their hair long? Go ahead, Tia Marie.
That it's their, well, for Mylan, it's his pride. It's, like I said, it's who he is, and not only important to him, but it's important to us as in his family. And I just encourage him to grow it back again, grow it longer this time, and just to feel loved and that he has a voice, and he has a message for all the other boys out there that have been bullied to be strong and to remain resilient. That hopefully there is an understanding about boys with long hair.
Well, it's encouraging to hear a young person thinking and saying those things. Maybe you have a young person in your life who has gone through this, and they came out with words of wisdom about being strong or resilient when it comes to being negatively affected by people's comments, ignorance, when it comes to keeping hair long. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And Michael, I'm going to turn it to you. Anything you want to share, any educating you want to do about why we wear our hair long and why we should have the right to do it?
Yeah, you know, it's been for a lot of tribes across North America, you know, it was a part of our tradition long before Europeans ever came to this continent. So for us to be able to continue to grow our hair because of those traditions and because of our ceremonies is really important. Here in Canada with residential schools, you know, our ancestors, my grandparents, you know, were not allowed to grow their hair. They were forced to cut it by being forced into these schools by the residential school or by the government and the church. So, you know, a reason why, aside from our traditions, why we should grow our hair in today's age is because our grandparents, our ancestors weren't allowed to. So So it's really important because, yes, it is a part of who we are, and it is an extension of our spirit, and that's something our elders have taught us, you know, for a long time. So it's important to stay true to who we really are.
All right. Thank you for sharing that. Maybe you want to do some sharing, too. You can give us a ring. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. We're going to take a call. We're going to say hi to Ethan in Anchorage, Alaska, tuned in on KNBA. Ethan, thank you for giving us a ring. You're on air.
Hi, Carla. Good morning. I'm a 57-year-old Unangak man with long hair, and I really I feel your tears down there. In the young lady talking about her son with the hair. I also work in a preschool with, we have plenty of boys with long hair, and I hear it a lot. And what breaks my heart the most is hearing it from our own children, from our own race, our own indigenous group of children, saying, girls saying to boys, you have long hair, you're like a girl. And I think what, to me, it's we're dealing with the product of colonization, and I'm not worried about what the Western world thinks about our hair. I think what bothers me the most is how our own people have turned against it and not understand, for instance, in my culture, the spiritual strength that's found within our hair. I think that what we need to do is strengthen ourselves and decolonize ourselves as Native people and get our people to understand the reason we have long hair. And this is a perfect example of how assimilation has worked so well, and the boarding schools have just crushed our people and our traditions. And I think we need to strengthen ourselves so that our young boys can feel strong about themselves and feel good about themselves.
Ethan, thank you for giving us a ring there in Anchorage, Alaska. These phone lines are open. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. Here's a message we got on Twitter. This one is coming from Takala. And they wrote, I have three boys and they all have long hair. When people say anything to them, we tell them to say, we are boys, we have long hair because it's a part of our culture. What about you? Give us a ring. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. We look forward to weaving you into the conversation. Let's take another call. We're going to say hi to Joanne in Albuquerque, New Mexico, tuned in on KUNM. Joanne, thank you for your call. Go ahead. You're on air.
Thank you. I work at a school, and in a first grade classroom, a young child took a scissors and cut off the end of a Native boy's braid. And I'm just wondering what would be the appropriate cultural response for the school to take in that situation.
Joanne, thank you for calling. I can only imagine how devastating that was. Michael, what are your thoughts for a caller?
Yeah, well, for me, what I like to explain to educators or principals or school boards that they need to understand that anytime a boy's hair is being touched, pulled, or bothered, it needs to be dealt with in the same severity as a sexual assault would. So if that scissors happened and maybe it was another student touching another student inappropriately, how would that be dealt with? Because the effects are really essentially the same. When a boy is having his hair pulled or cut, it's as traumatizing as a sexual assault. So it needs to be dealt with the same circumstances in terms of the severity. So you wouldn't just tell a little kid that, okay, just don't do that again. No, you'd need to deal with it appropriately in terms of the severity.
All right, thank you for that. And I'm also wondering, do we have any educators in the audience today? What do you think about dealing with this? Maybe your school has dealt with it. You can give us a ring. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. What do you think of Michael's suggestion? 1-800-996-2848. We're going to go now to Marion in Albuquerque, New Mexico, listening on KUNM. Marion, we're glad you called. Go ahead. You're on air.
Good morning, everyone. I was from Shiprock, New Mexico, and my two sons had hair below their waist, and I used to braid it or put it in a tziel, like a Navajo bun. And the kids harassed them. The kids told my mom. My mom told me, and I went to the school to talk to the teacher. I talked to the principal, and I told the principal that if she didn't educate the public school on why this was not right, I would go to the school board. And so they said they would. I don't know if they did, but my kids never complained again. And I'd also like to say that it was very sad because they were going to school with Navajo kids. And my kids were are half Miss Purse. So they I made them proud because they came from the Chief Joseph Band. And their hair is very sacred. So thank you.
Thank you, Marion, for your call. And you know what? You open another space. What about when some of this is going on within our Native nations or in all Native school? What happens then? 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And why do you think this goes on? You can call us if you have thoughts on that. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And Native men, do you wear your hair long? Call in and tell us why. And how does it make you feel when you hear stories like this? Or maybe even when you see other Native men wearing their hair long. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And maybe you just want to educate. What do you want to say? Explain why Native men wear their hair long and why it's important. You let them. 1-800-99-NATIVE. Right now, we're going to go to Portland, Oregon to say hello to Diami Thomas. He's a model, actor, and motivational speaker. He's Leech Lake Ojibwe, and he's also enrolled in the Klamath tribe. Diami, thank you for joining us. And I want to give you a moment. Anything you want to start us off with?
Hello, Bajou, Diami Thomas, Indigenous Cause. I just want to say that it's heartbreaking to hear how many boys and even men, any age, are being bullied just because of their hair, just because of ignorance that people just don't understand.
And it comes with a lot. And Diami, you know this because you faced it. Tell us a little bit about what you've experienced and how you've risen above it.
When I was younger, in elementary school and 6th, 7th, 8th grade, I was bullied a lot, like every single day. And it just got worse and worse. But I also didn't let it like break me. My first time ever experienced like a severe bullying was in 6th grade. And there was like physical contact, like people pulling my hair and stuff. Every day people would say like Rapunzel, Pocahontas, girl, all this other stuff, and a bunch of other rude names. And I remember when I went to the bathroom one time and I was on a bathroom break. And there was a group of boys that were non-natives, and they beat me up in the bathroom because I had long hair. And I remember crying and just wondering why did this have to happen? And I was just thinking of so many different things at that time. I didn't even know what to think because I was just so young. And I remember going home and talking to my mom. And before we did anything at the school about it, she just sat me down and she talked to me for a while about how important my hair is, that no matter what happens, that I'm not going to cut it. I'm going to keep it long. And, I let all those things just make me stronger. It made me realize how powerful my hair really is and how many people out there just don't understand why I have my hair.
And Diami, taking a look at your journey through this, why is it also important that you speak to young people and share, hey, I went through this, but I survived. Go ahead, Diami.
So there's a lot of young men out there that look up to a lot of Native men out there, a lot of Indigenous young men. And when they see another man that has long hair, it gives them hope and it gives them guidance. And so when I remember when I was younger, my uncles, they all had short hair. I only had one uncle out of 7 uncles that had long hair. And I remember looking at him and it was like really long, like almost to his knees. And he would put it in a braid every single day. And I remember thinking, that's how I want to be. He's like 40 years old, and that's how I wanted to be. And so when young people see that, it gives them hope and guidance, and It's the way Native men lead by example. If they can push through that and they can show that no matter what happens in your life, that you can become stronger, let all those little things make you stronger, it gives those young Indigenous boys hope.
Indeed. Yami, we're glad you're here with us today. I'm going to bring in some more callers, 1-800-996-2848. That's how you join us. And, you know, we've put the call out for Native men, Native ladies. What do you think of this? And parents, I want to hear from you, too. What happens when your young one comes to you with this, or you're seeing things much like Tia Marie, you investigate and you find out it's because bullying, because of hair? You can call us, too, 1-800-996-2848. Still want to hear from some educators, too. We know you're out there. We always enjoy when you call in. Give us a ring today. Weigh in on this topic. 1-800-99-NATIVE. Right now, we're going to go to Hayes, Montana to say hello to Catcher, who's tuned in on KGVA. Catcher, thank you for your call. You're on air.
Well, hey, I'm Bowish Day. I just want to say to Mylan that I think you're brave. My boy, I think you're really brave, and what you're doing, growing your hair back, is good. Sometimes we gotta cut our hair when we're in mourning. So maybe mourn that boy that got bullied. Mourn all that PTSD that's been around for 500 years. But remember that, you know, we're a resilient people. You know, we've made that 500 plus years, and we're gonna make another 500 easy. And it's because of your hair that's coming back. I have 3 sons, 8, 9, and 14, and we all grown our hair in a traditional way again. So, hokahe, Mylan, and you keep growing that hair, and we'll be with you. You know, remember, you're a strong, strong Indian boy, and you're going to be a strong Indian man.
Catcher, thank you for your call there in Hayes, Montana. We're going to go to Melvina now in Albuquerque, New Mexico, listening on KUNM. Melvina, thank you for giving us a ring. You're on air.
Good morning, everyone. This is Melvina McCabe. I am Dene. I also am a physician. I belong to the Association of American Indian Physicians. And back in July of 2017, when I was on the board, I wrote a resolution called the Cultural Identity Resolution that was adopted by the Association of American Indian Physicians. So it is out there. What this resolution does, the reason we wrote the resolution was because of the increasing reports that we saw in the media on how our Native children were being treated in schools when it came to dress or hair or their cultural activities or their cultural beliefs. So I researched the literature, and I looked at things like acculturation, assimilation impact in Native communities, historical trauma, and cultural retention to produce positive outcomes in our Indigenous nations. The resolution, I'm going to do very, very brief on this one, says that whereas the loss of cultural and individual identity may lead to increased risk of suicide, addiction, depression, and other mental health issues, whereas educational institutions in the U.S. were established for all citizens, whereas the U.S. Declaration of Independent States, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, whereas the International Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination states that we should not have any racial discrimination in any setting. The resolution says that the association strongly supports the retention of tribal nations, tribal communities, cultural identities, as evidenced by retention of cultural beliefs, cultural attitudes, and cultural behaviors, including cultural dress, in school events and graduation ceremonies in all United States educational institutions. So I would encourage anyone to get a hold of that resolution, because it has a lot of information from the research that I did, and then also it states the resolution, and this paper might even be used when students are having difficulty and need, or parents are want to take something to the school. This can be used as that document. I also want to say to the young man on the radio this morning that, as others have said, continue to be strong. Many of us have gone through this, and many of us have survived, and you will too. Thank you.
Melvina, thanks for sharing here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We're going to go now to Minneapolis, Minnesota to say hello to George, who called in. George, you're on air.
Hello.
Hi, George. Go ahead. You're on air. Thanks for calling.
My name is George Big Bear. I'm from Bear Clan, from White Earth Reservation, northern part of Minnesota. My grandson, he's going to school, and that the kids are making fun of him because he had long hair and that. Mostly they're black kids, and that. He's calling him a girl. Why do you have long hair and that? Because only girls have long hair and that. He said, no. He said, I'm a Native American. And I wear my long hair with pride. Wear my long hair with pride. This represents my nativity in that. Do black people have short hair in that? You guys don't even belong in this country because this is our country.
Well, George, you know, to get to a point where a young person, you know, has the words to say, you know, that's a big step. And sometimes young people, they don't know what to say. And sometimes they say nothing and they carry all this into later years in their life. And I'm wondering, Diami, maybe you want to comment a little bit on this as to why you shouldn't internalize this and maybe not even telling teachers. Why is it important to make sure that, you know, as a young person, you're treated with respect and maybe people who aren't where George's son is or some of the men that we've heard from or people talking about being able to say, this is who I am, this is why it is. Diami, why is it important to have this conversation or your message to young boys to speak up?
It's important because if you say nothing and you're not talking to your child or your young men about why the hair is important, they can be, they can go down the wrong road and think that they're alone in this, which they're not. They need to know that there's people out there that have gone what they're going through, and there's people out there, young men that are out there right now that are going through what they are going through right now. And so they're not alone. The message needs to be to them that they aren't alone and that they need to stay strong, and that no matter what's going to happen in their life, they need to know that they become more aware with their surroundings, more in tune with their spirit, and understand life to the fullest the longer their hair gets. And hair can be annoying and complicated and all those little things, but those are the little obstacles that make you stronger as it grows. So they need to stay motivated, and they become aware of who they truly are, and more connected with everything they do throughout their lives, the longer they keep their hair. And my message is to, when you talk to a young one, just make sure that they know not to give up and that they're growing it for a reason, for a purpose. And for all those ignorant people that say these things that don't understand, let them know why it is that you have your long hair. Send a message out there, because ignorance can be nipped in the bud if they understand.
Diami, great words. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for being with us here today. And I want to turn it back to Tia Marie. Is there anything you want to leave us with?
Just what I had said before, and like everyone else that are with Michael and Diami, is just to definitely use your voice to the boys who are being bullied and to remain strong, resilient, and they do have, our children are our future. They have the most powerful voices, and just to encourage them to use those voices. It's time for change. It's time to understand the meaning of our hair.
Tia Marie, thank you for being with us. Please give our best to Mylan as well. And if he has any feedback, if he listens to this, please do share that too. We always enjoy hearing what our younger generations are thinking and what they have to say. We appreciate you being here with us today, Tia Marie. And Michael Linklater, maybe somebody joined us a little later in the hour. You are the founder of Boys with Braids. Is there anything you want to share, getting good information out there as to why this movement exists and how people can connect or maybe even incorporate it into what they're doing in their community? Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, well, I guess words of encouragement for any young people who are listening or anybody who is working with people with long hair. You know, hair is a symbol of our strength, and it's where we get our power from. And a lot of people may not realize that they're uncomfortable when they see us as Indigenous people with strength or with power. So when they see our long hair, they may feel less of a person, you know, and which is why, you know, with years of oppression, they feel that they need to make us feel bad about having strength. So it's important for people to understand that. And just maybe for our non-Indigenous friends who may be listening, or even for our Indigenous friends, when you see somebody with long hair, especially a young man, a young boy, compliment his hair. Because each day he gets teased about it, each day he hears something negative about it, it will do him so much good for him to hear a compliment from a random stranger. Just compliment how nice the braid is or his hair, and that will really go a long way. For anybody who's looking for any resources or stuff, there are a few Facebook pages. Anybody who's looking to have their own gathering with Boys with Braids, they can check on Facebook, Boys with Braids. There's a number of different locations as well for people who have already had gatherings. And if anybody is interested in contacting me, they can check my website at michaellinklater.com.
All right. Thank you for that. And anybody who heard your suggestion today, maybe even sharing that you educated yourself and you know that they are expressing pride and culture. Great conversation today, folks. Thank you for joining us. Thanks again to our guests, Diami Thomas, Michael Linklater, and Tia Marie Large. That's going to do it for our program today. We are back again next week with a whole lineup of shows. Visit us at NativeAmericaCalling.com to get the details. Our executive producer is Art Hughes. Senior producer is Monica Brain. Associate producer is Andy Murphy. And Marino Spencer is our engineer. Antonia Gonzalez is the anchor and producer of National Native News. I'm your host and producer, Tara Gatewood.
Support by Ramona Farms, offering wholesome and delicious foods from our heirloom crops as our contribution to a better diet for the benefit of all people. We are honored to share our centuries-old farming and culinary traditions online at RamonaFarms.com.
When you file online for your PFD, every Alaskan can support great causes like National Native News. Just select KNBA-FM, Kewaunik Broadcast Corporation. With your support, you can help us make a difference in our community.
Haka, ashakok nutakak ayagniho akili kiyakail ngukmut sun atukuluku. Ikayong jakuing inak magtaksuku vit uki hishtalak panilu. Kayagaw ko 1-800-318-2596 wasu pakluku go.cms.gov/nativehealth. Una, gingunang kaktuk Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Native America Calling is produced in the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico by Kewaunik Broadcast Corporation, a Native nonprofit media organization. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting with support from the Public Radio Satellite Service. Music is by Brent Michael Davids. Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.